Wyoming lawmakers in Washington are looking for ways to decrease Russia's influence in Europe, and they think they may be able to do it with good old-fashioned Wyoming natural resources. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Wyoming's lawmakers are some of President Trump's most steady supporters in Congress. Between his drive to boost production of American energy and to cut regulations, there's really not that much sunlight between them. But Trump's recent press conference in Helsinki, where he took Russian President Vladimir Putin's word over that of U.S. intelligence officials, was a bridge too far.
I thought that, you know, what he said when he was asked about, Russian attempts to influence our election was troubling.
That's Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She says she was glad the president attempted to walk some of his statements back. And she adds that she remains troubled by two things she sees when she looks back at the last election.
One is Russians attempted to influence the election. There's no question. It is also true that we have seen clear evidence that there's been corruption at the FBI and the Department of Justice.
While Cheney and many Republicans claim there's corruption at the FBI and DOJ, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee begs to differ. Mark Warner of Virginia has been praised by many lawmakers in both parties for how he's handled the Russia investigation. This is how he sums up what his committee has uncovered in its Russia investigation so far.
Russia massively intervened in our elections. They hacked both political parties, released information to help Mr. Trump and hurt Clinton. They scanned or hacked into 21 states' electoral systems. And they found ways to use social media in an unprecedented way.
For Warner, that's a full stop. Still, Warner and Cheney are in agreement that Russia needs to feel a response from the U.S.
I think we ought to be sanctioning the Russians. I think we ought to be in a position. They clearly, we know it's indisputable that they attempted to, clearly they attempted to influence our election. I don't think that you can say that it had an impact on the outcome, but we know that they were engaged in cyber attacks on our electoral process, and they need to pay a price for that.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso thinks he has an answer for that. Last week, he drafted a bill he says will make Europe less dependent on Russia while also boosting the American economy. It would levy intense sanctions on any company helping to construct an $11 billion natural gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. Barrasso has pushed legislation like this in the past, but he says this effort is different.
Well, the sanctions we've had in the past were not mandatory. These are mandatory
okay. This
time, and a number of things to make it easier to be able to export what we have in abundance in the United States that people want to buy. But right now, the Germans and a lot of the European countries are held hostage.
Barrasso says they're held hostage because of their need for natural gas. And he says his bill would hurt Russia and could help Wyoming.
We have an abundance of natural gas in Wyoming and in the United States that we want to be able to be selling that to our allies so they're not as dependent on Russia in terms of natural gas. So the president is right, and I want to block that pipeline.
Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi says he's talked to Barrasso about his bill before.
Probably hundreds of times.
Enzi says he's fully behind the effort.
Europe could be cut off of natural gas and are always threatened by the Russians to do that. And it would be an outlet for a product that we've got and give more security for England.
The legislation hasn't been scheduled for a vote, but lawmakers in both parties are itching to send a strong message to Russia that they can't meddle in U.S. or European affairs. And a large bipartisan group of lawmakers report getting behind Barrasso's effort, though it's an election year, so the fate of any legislation is far from certain, especially one dealing with U.S. allies and Russia. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.